Welcome on to KJEF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Matt Greenwood with you and joined on the line by Justin Horn. Get familiar with that name. He is the new boys and girls track and field head coach at Jefferson R7, a familiar name and face for the Jefferson R7 community. For those outside of that, let's introduce Coach Horn to you, Justin Horn again. And Coach, why don't you just sort of give us a little background as to who you are and kind of, you know, where you come from.
Let's see here. I've been with R7 around football for the past 3 or 4 years now as an assistant coach. And I was with Jefferson R7 this past year as well, track and field, boys and girls side. Let's see. I went to college, Illinois College, and played football and did some track and football as well in high school, and came back to kind of my hometown area and picked up a job here at R7 and just absolutely loving the area.
Well, there you go. The news, of course, a little while ago broke that Alex Rugley was resigning from his position as the head boys and girls track and field coach to sort of focus on getting a master's in education, if you will. That's the short version of it. But he's still going to be the head football coach, which obviously you're very familiar with working with him. But now you have the reins on the boys and girls track and field program. And as you know, and many of the people know around this area, Coach Horn, that the girls team extremely successful the last 3 years, finishing in second place at state the last three. And of course, the boys program improving considerably since Coach Rugley took over. So now that you are the guy that's the face of Jefferson boys and girls track and field, how do you feel about that and this opportunity for you?
I think it's an absolutely great opportunity. Like you said, our girls program has been phenomenal the last 3 years. We're graduating a few really good seniors. We're really going to miss them, but our group of girls definitely has a lot of potential still to compete well, and our boys are coming off the best season they've had in a long time and just looking to continue improving. Coach Rugley, that's been here the past few years as the head track coach, he's got an awesome program that he built here and just kind of looking to continue to grow it.
If you wouldn't mind, Coach Horn, just kind of take us through the discussions you had with Coach Rugley, with Jason Dreyer, the athletic director at R7, about the potential of you becoming the new head coach of the boys and girls track and field team.
Let's see. I've talked with Coach Rugley. We kind of let some of the coaches know about it earlier in the track season. We didn't really want to let the news break to, obviously, the girls or the boys until the end of the track season, make sure they focused on the tasks they had at hand. We were kind of talking about it a little bit and had some interest in me taking it over, and then talked with Jason a little bit and had a little sit down with him, and everyone was on the same page and went from there. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. I imagine that you've probably sort of been taking notes as to how to run a track program, you know, being with Coach Rugley for a year. And with the football team, of course, you know how he sort of runs that ordeal. From your note-taking, if you will, what have you learned from Coach Rugley about, you know, what it's going to take to run a successful boys and girls track and field team at R7?
Just the hard work that goes into it, you know, every day, every practice. I've been around Coach Rugley for several years now on the football side of things, and then this past year as well with track and field, and kind of seeing the expectations that he's had set for the last few years and how big of a change it's definitely taken place here at Jefferson R7 as far as the track and field. And this year was definitely a learning curve for me, and I took as, you know, many notes mentally as I possibly could, and definitely a great guy to study under, if you will. And he's still going to be around, obviously. He's not leaving the school district, so kind of a nice to be able to fall back on him, per se, if I ever need any help or anything, so.
Yeah, I was going to say that's obviously very nice for you to have in your first year as the head coach. Now, of course, you mentioned, and it's common knowledge in Jefferson County, that, yeah, there are a lot of seniors on the girls' team that have graduated. and are moving on. But there's always plenty of young talent, you know, for the Jefferson R7 program, and maybe you had a chance to kind of work with the younger ladies a little bit more this past season as an assistant. But with that in mind, if you wouldn't mind, just sort of talk about some of the girls that you're excited moving forward with this upcoming, you know, 2020 track season.
We've got a couple youngsters. We've a girl by the name of Kirsten Van Deven. She had a phenomenal year last year. And Maddie Edmonds, which is Ashley Edmonds' younger sister, on the pole vault side of things, really came around. We just got a really good group of young girls, and they've got a lot of potential. Obviously, they got to step up to the plate and perform well, but they definitely have the potential there, and they work their tails off. And same thing with the boys as well. A lot of potential coming up and just getting better and better. That's all we can ask for. So,
well, Coach, you are talking about some of the young talent coming back for this track and field program. And this summer, Jackson Combs and Kyla Allen, well, they're doing something pretty special, Coach. They have recently qualified for the AAU Junior Olympics games at North Carolina A&T University. Coming up here in just a few weeks. So you talk about some of the young talent, and there's two kids that are going at it this summer. Talk about what you know, kind of how that accomplishment basically backs up your thought on the fact that this team that you're going to be the head coach of does have some talent.
Yeah, this young group, like I said, they definitely have some talent. Jackson's one of those kids, great overall athlete. Competed for us in some hurdle events and pole vault, and really came around there those last 3 or 4 weeks or so of track season. Made a lot of progress, and just kind of his results from the summer just kind of go to show again his potential and what he can bring to the table. Just great overall athlete, got a lot of speed for how tall he is, and then, like I said, pole vaulting those last 3 or 4 weeks really got up there in height. And then Kyla, definitely another great athlete. And having the opportunity this past year for her to kind of be with her sister and jump with her sister the beginning of the track season, I think really helped her out. She's another phenomenal athlete. She's just going to continue to get better and better as the she goes through high school as well.
Yeah, of course, Taya Allen being Kyla's older sister there. You know, Jackson qualified in the decathlon, which, you know, is very, very tough to do. That's 10 events, and that means you have to be really good in 10 things at least, at minimum. And obviously, Jackson Combs was significant in several of the decathlon events because he had two first-place finishes and then 8 second-place finishes. So not a single time did he finish third or worse. So in terms of, you know, him qualifying for these Junior Olympic Games in Greensboro, North Carolina, and just sort of, you know, moving forward with him, what sort of conversations have you had with him about, you know, getting prepared for competing against some of the best 15 and 16-year-olds?
I think he, again, just kind of knows what we've worked on all year and the expectations that he's just got to go to work every practice and continue to get better and better. He's seen what it takes, and he competed against some really good athletes around here, and I think he's definitely seeing that where he's at right now. And he's just one of those kids that shows up and goes to work, and the results are starting to show.
And another really cool thing about it, Coach, is that you have two you know, local Jefferson County kids from Jefferson R7 that are going to compete nationally, and that's saying quite a bit about the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Previous coach Alex Rugley, he's done a phenomenal job with these kids, and this whole program. These kids are just a very special group of kids. They work their tails off, and we just go out there and have a lot of fun at what we do, and the results are showing, and it's just really unique, and it's awesome to see these results starting to kind of come in.
In terms of your expertise, Coach, on the track and field, what is that for you?
So I actually did pole vault in high school and did a little bit of sprinting and stuff, kind of battling some injuries that I had that lingered over from football when I was playing as well. So pole vault, sprints, and then I've got some excellent coaches here as well that are very knowledgeable in some of the other events. So that's going to be real nice.
Okay, glad to hear it. As you do move forward, Coach, obviously you knew that you were going to be the head coach after, you know, some of those in-season discussions with Coach Rugley and Jason Dreyer, the AD, just to remind folks again. But as you kind of knew that it was possible you were going to take the reins, what was it like for you to sort of experience that? And then when it was ultimately decided that you were going to, you know, run this program, how did that make you feel?
Felt, you know, good, nervous, obviously, being a young head track coach. Like I said, having to be able to kind of study under Alex Rugley for the year and being around him for the football side of things, his expectations that he has kind of go over from any sport, you know, same expectations make you successful in pretty much any sport, and for that he sets anyway. And so being able to kind of study under him and have that is just awesome. And then as far as, you know, my feelings on it, it was nervous, but excited nervous. Didn't really know how things were going to shake out necessarily until kind of got the final say-so from Jason. But, yeah, excited, looking forward to it. And just can't wait to really get to work.
How did you celebrate, Coach Horn, finding out the news that you were going to, you know, be running the show at R7 for track?
To be honest, I've been so busy with work and getting ready for the school year that I haven't really had too much time to celebrate. Had a nice dinner with family, and that was about it so far.
Hey, sometimes a dinner with the family, you know, something simple like that is good enough, right? Speaking of, you know, kind of getting to the grind and you know, setting plans for what you want to get out of this track and field program as the head coach, could you kind of, and we'll wrap the interview up with this, Coach Horn, could you kind of dive into some of the things that you plan on, you know, or just the expectations that you have and sort of the plan you have in place to get the best out of these athletes?
So my kind of expectations this year, as far as the kids are concerned, they know what's expected of them. Nothing's really going to change too much other than kind of who's in charge. Same practice plans, same work ethic. Everything's going to be pretty much the exact same. Not too much is going to change. I mean, it's a great recipe for success that has been here for years, and it's obviously working from the results. We're going to be losing some good talent, as most everyone knows, on the girls' side. But the potential there is definitely there for the younger girls and boys to still have a great seasons coming up.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Horn, congratulations on the new gig, and we look forward to more conversations with you on the Jefferson R7 track and field program.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. You too. That is Justin Horn, the new head coach for Jefferson R7 boys track and field, boys and girls track and field, joining us today on KJ Sports Talk.